Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cicerino back here to talk with the latest contestants that were eliminated from The Amazing Race this week. Contestants number two eliminated in leg number three of The Amazing Race 28, and that would be Darius and Cameron. We're going to be calling in here in just a moment. Of course, Jessica and I got together this past Friday night with our Amazing Race 28 episode 3 recap here on RHAP. Of course, you can see that on robhasawebsite.com. Before we get into the exit interview, I just want to take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast, and those are our friends over at TrueCar, because when you're trying to find clarity of where is the right handbag on any of these tasks, that can be difficult. What also can be difficult is finding the best price for a brand new car. Now, it's always good to do your research when you're buying a car, but there's really only one place to get the most comprehensive car pricing information available, because the truth is, car prices can vary within your area. So when you know the car you want and when you're ready to buy, there's only one place to go: True Car and the True Car mobile app. No hassles, no headaches. Just the car you want at a price that you can feel good about. True Car users are saving an average over $3,000 off MSRP. It's how car buying was always meant to be. Over 2 million cars have been sold by the True Car Certified Dealer Network, and over 10,000 dealers are in the network. So work directly with a True Car Certified Dealer when you visit TrueCar.com or download the True Car app and start saving. True Car, never overpay. All right, we have Darius and Cameron on the line. Let's go ahead and patch them in. Darius and Cameron, are you there?
Cool.
Hey, Rob.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
I'm pretty good.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for coming on the show and talking about The Amazing Race. And I was pulling for you guys on the race, and it was very tough to watch just going and trying to find the vendor there in that last task in Colombia. Could you guys just talk about how difficult that was to find the vendor, and then also for Cameron to know where it was but not say anything?
Yeah, that vendor, wow. this is Darius right here. Looking at the clue, the big thing that everybody was telling us the whole race is, it's all in the clue. So on the onset, getting into that challenge, getting to that roadblock, we knew that Aaron and Jocelyn had not completed it yet, but when we got to where we picked up the clue, Jocelyn wasn't waiting. So, that spot where Cam was waiting, everybody was waiting for their partners to finish the challenge. Nobody was there when we first got there. So it didn't click in our heads that that was where we were supposed to end it. And Aaron and Jocelyn were still doing it. So I was thinking that Jocelyn had to have been somewhere else. Maybe she might've been another vendor. Basically it was up in the air, so I didn't really know that I was supposed to go there. I kind of had a little bit of a guess that I might go there. But I was reading the clue, and the clue, from how I read the clue, it seemed to indicate that the name inside the bag was important, because the clue specified that the vendor was female and all the names inside the bags were female. And I just kind of drew the conclusion that I needed to find the person whose name was in the bag. And so I was like, well, I guess all the other teams are doing the same thing, and they're going to different vendors all around this whole courtyard to find the person who matches their name. So that's how I ended up getting stuck on the name Adriana, and that's why I was asking about her all around.
But for Cameron, that when you knew where the teams were going, like, I would have tried to been like coughing. I know it's against the rules, but how hard was it just to not blurt out like it's right there?
I mean, honestly, at first I didn't even know that I was standing where the challenge ended, because one, I didn't have the clue, and two, Jocelyn wasn't there. Mm-hmm. But when Jocelyn showed up after Darius had run off, and I saw Aaron turn in her bags and Jocelyn, and she left at that point, I realized that what Darius needed to see was somebody turning in the bags. Mm-hmm. And because that was what got me to understand, oh, this is the spot, because Jocelyn hadn't been there when we showed up. She was just around the corner doing something, I don't know. But at that point, I was like, wow, I'd pretty much given up on Darius figuring out himself. And I was just hoping that coincidentally he'd come down the street at the same time as somebody who was finishing the challenge. Mm-hmm. And that actually happened when Scott turned his in. Darius was maybe 100 feet away. And I was like, please, Darius, please see it. But he didn't see Scott turn in the bags. So I was just sort of sitting there just like biting my nails. It was the most nerve-wracking experience on the race, definitely, because, I mean, if I had told him just that little tiny detail that, like, yeah, it's right there, we'd have gotten a, I think, 8-hour penalty. So
okay. Yeah, I know. It was very tempting to be like coughing, like right there. But
yeah, like in retrospect, I was thinking like maybe if I had yelled at Scott to tell Darius the answer or like where to turn it in,
yeah,
maybe Darius would have heard me yelling to Scott. So, but I mean, in the end, you're never gonna come up. You're never gonna like stop thinking about what would have, what could have happened.
Yeah. Maybe they'd give Scott the penalty too if you helped him out.
Yeah.
Scott, it's right there. Look, Scott. that's funny. Because I felt like also that Darius, you found the bags faster than a lot of the teams also.
Yeah, I'm a good runner. Yeah. Yeah, so I was pretty confident, you know, going into the challenge. I was like, you know, I got plenty of energy. I got long legs. I can do this.
I almost felt like that you guys, when you actually had to do the task, you guys did really well in the task. I think the bigger problem was a lot of times just getting from point A to point B. Like in last week, when you guys couldn't end up getting to where the task was on the beach and missing that clue box that was at wherever that stand that you had to find the marketplace. What was the biggest problem with finding that place in last week's episode?
The place itself was just sort of, once you got into the neighborhood, literally you could pass it like at the very gate of the neighborhood. Not that there was a gate, but just once you passed the threshold into the neighborhood, the vendor was right there.
Mm-hmm.
But there were arrows that were designated by the Amazing Race. They're the yellow and red arrows leading down to the beach. So once our taxi driver made it into the neighborhood, you could immediately see arrows leading to the beach, and they have no words on them. So we were assuming, and our taxi assumed without even saying it, that we were supposed to follow the Amazing Race arrows instead of stopping, ignoring the arrows, and asking around until we found a juice vendor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the juice thing, it had a weird name. I guess that, I don't know if I was really pronouncing it right, but it was also written on the like the side of a shack, really. So it wasn't like a nice, easy to read sign. It was kind of written on the shack in like some spray paint or something like that. So it was kind of difficult to see. Yeah. Also, there wasn't a clue box. It was actually a person at the juice place who was handing over the clues. So
yeah, we were looking for a box.
They always keep you on your toes. They always try to keep you on your toes on the race. On like, what's the clue going to look like? Is it going to actually be a clue? Is it going to be a wristwatch that someone gives you and you have to read the time on it and take it to an address? So basically, that just ate up maybe 12 to 15 minutes of our time. We spent more time trying to figure out which of the detours to do. So, yeah.
So then in that same episode last week, so you guys ultimately feel like you're in last place. You probably thought you were going to get eliminated, and you get in your car and you're driving along, and then you guys pass Marty and Hagen, who are walking on foot. Could you just describe what that feeling was like to know that you weren't in fact last place last week?
It felt like divine intervention. Really. I was like, how did this happen?
Well, I mean, at first it felt like sort of just what in the world is happening, because they had gotten the judge to give them their clue maybe 30 to 45 seconds before we did. Actually, like when the judge finished judging them and giving them their clue, we had motioned for her to come over to us. So what we thought it was going to be a taxi race to the finish. So we're just like in our taxi. We're like, hurry up. You got to beat the other taxi. And as we're saying that, we see them on the road leading back to the fruit vendor. So we're just like, wow, I guess we suddenly are part of the race again, and it's over.
Yeah.
So.
Then this week, how far behind Zach and Rachel were you guys ultimately? Because it looked like that they were still on the mat when you guys were running up.
We actually have no idea like when they got there It seemed really close in the episode. It might not have been that close, but it was closer than they intended, because when Zach left where I was standing, he told Rachel, like, I know where the pit stop is. And we were just like, ah, well, I was just sort of sitting there like, wow, it's over, because Zach knows exactly where the pit stop is, but he apparently didn't know where it was. So I think we showed up a few seconds or a few minutes. I don't know. It was pretty close, though. We could have made it if our time coming into the last leg was a little bit faster. I don't know.
The one spot that I felt like really you guys got caught up was back at the beginning of last week's episode when you guys got to the airport, but then you ended up on the third flight. But we couldn't really tell from the episode what happened that caused you guys to end up on that last flight. Could you talk a little bit about what went on at the airport that slowed you down?
It's a story it doesn't necessarily, it doesn't really mesh with TV. when we got there, we were in fourth place. We found the top three teams in the Aero Mexico ticket line. The lady that was working that line told us, for the four teams of us, that she could get us our first ticket, but to get to Cartagena, we had to get a connecting flight. So she could print our first ticket, but we'd have to go to a different terminal to pick up our second ticket. So, being fourth place, we're behind those three teams as we make our way to the terminal. When we get to the second terminal, we're behind Tyler, Corey, the dancers, and Zach and Rachel, which are the top three teams. But what had happened in the meantime was that other teams had showed up at that terminal. Mm-hmm. So we're behind the top three teams, and even though we have our first half of the ticket, we're behind other teams that are somehow getting both halves of their ticket at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So what we think at this point, we're like, okay, at least we're in front of the teams that are at the Aero Mexico lady, because she can only print one ticket at a time. And we had seen teams going up to her as we were leaving.
Yeah.
So we felt pretty confident. We're like, okay, well, we can get the second half of the ticket here. And there's no way that Aero Mexico lady starts printing both halves of the ticket when she told us she can only print one half. Turns out, once we had left, she started printing both halves of the ticket. So we ended up in the single last place flight. There was no one else on our flight. And it just happened because we had to go from one terminal to the other to get two tickets. And everybody else after fourth place was getting both tickets in whatever area they were picking tickets up at. So in the end, that's how the top three teams lost a little bit of their lead and had to go on standby in Bogota. Tyler and Corey had to do that, for instance. They almost like didn't get a flight, right? Because they got on standby like last minute on their flight that we were trying to get on, right, Cam? Yeah, they skipped us in that line. But that's pretty much what happened. The only transportation issue set us back to 11th place from fourth place, and we never recovered because, I mean, we had good taxis in Cartagena, and it took everything I had and everything Darius had to get us to the next level of seventh place.
Well, really, half of this game is just getting good airport counter workers and taxi drivers. It's really, there's a lot of it that you can't control at all. All right, outside of the Amazing Race, I know that you guys are really killing it on Vine and YouTube. Could you tell us a little bit about the stuff that you're working on now?
Well, for me, and I've moved out here to LA. I've been here for a few months, maybe 5-6 months. So I'm just, working as much as I can. I work with brands. I was working with Trident yesterday, trying to build my YouTube channel, just get into as much as I can do. When I want to eventually get into acting and making my own short films, maybe, anything that I can get into. So I'm just out here having fun, really. Yeah.
Darius, I have to thank you in particular for teaching me how to dab recently on one of your YouTube videos. Thank you for that.
No problem, man. I'm here to serve.
It was like you were speaking right to me. I felt like it was perfect. And Cameron, what are you working on these days?
Well, honestly, I'm working on just some sort of smaller stuff. Right now I'm in school, so I've got classwork and stuff to do. But I am coming out with sort of like an interactive video that I think I'll put on Vine, where it's just sort of a choose your own adventure, 6 seconds at a time. So I'll be releasing that sometime in the next 30 days. So.
Really cool. All right. Well, guys, all the best of luck. Very fun to watch you on the race. And I know that you guys are going to have, even more success than you've already had going forward. So take care. All the best.
All right. Thanks, man.
Take care. Bye. All right, everybody. There you have it. Darius and Cameron here on RHAP. We are going to be right back this Friday night with Amazing Race 28 Episode 4 coverage. That's going to kick off at 9:15 p.m. Eastern Time. Myself and Jessica Lees. Hope you guys can join us live. If not, you can always get the podcast version at robisawebsite.com/iTunes or search for Rob as a Podcast in your favorite podcatcher. Until then, have a good week, everybody. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.